Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Dirt Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, April 12th. Starting the week out lower here, the corn's down, May corn's down 7.25 cents, May wheat down 11.25, and May beans down 22.25. Palm oil's down a full penny here. It's been down almost 2 full cents. The Malaysian palm oil was down hard overnight as their supply looks like it's increasing. The March supply is up 11%, bigger than expected. We expect it to increase in March, April, and May, but it was a little bit more than people had expected. So the bean oil took a hit out here. That dragged the beans down. The funds are long near record amounts. I've got them coming in about 405,000 contracts. The record is 429. So I don't think, considering how we're acting in here, after the report on Friday, we closed on our low and lower on the day in May. We were higher overnight on May, and we've dropped 9 cents since then. So actually, since last night, we've dropped 17 cents. So considering all the bull news out here, I don't think it's acting all that great. Wheat's down another dime. I just don't see anything particularly positive out here. The weather for the next 2 weeks is going to be cool, 50 to 60 degrees for the most part. But guys are in the field. They're working. It's going to be dry now. So I think we're going to see a fair amount of progression. We should see, I'm guessing, average tonight on the crop progress reports. But I think we'll start getting ahead of these averages by the end of the week. Really not a whole lot else out there. We did make a sale this morning to China, 132,000 metric tons of beans to China. That is the first sale I can remember in quite some time to China. Now, does that mean they're going to be back in the market in a big way? I don't think so. From what I'm hearing, what I can tell, Brazil's getting doing a good job of getting beans to China, and crushing capacity should be pretty close to full in China. And I just don't know if they need more beans right now. But why did they buy it? It's hard to know. But at any rate, the market didn't take it well. We're down 16 cents off the opening highs, and we're down as much as 26, 25 cents since last night. So despite the Chinese buying, the market continues lower. Again, I don't see anything particularly friendly out here. If the beans close under really 1387, I think we're going to see more selling in the market. That'll be under the 50-day moving average. We've done that before, the day before the report. But if we do it again here, I don't think it's a good sign for this market. So for the week, I'm guessing we're going to see some liquidation in the corn and the beans. The funds are about even in wheat, but I just don't see anything out here that's friendly unless the weather changes dramatically. So that's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.